Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person I'm speaking with?
This is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I'm connecting a new Roundup claimant, Larry Nance.
Okay, thank you.
Will you assist him from here?
Yes, I can.
All right, thank you. You guys both have a great rest of your night.
Thank you, you as well.
You too.
Thank you.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
My name is Harold. I'll be able to assist you here a little further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
And now I do want to ask you, did you spray Roundup?
Excuse me?
Did you spray Roundup?
Yes.
How many years did you spray Roundup?
How many years did I use it?
Correct.
Actually, I started using Roundup around May 2010.
2010?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I stopped around like February 2023.
Gotcha. And were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Okay. And let me ask you this. How old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
How old was I? At the time when I got diagnosed of, let me see, the correct age, how old I was at the time of my diagnosis, I'm going to say I was 44.
44? Gotcha. Okay. All righty. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Excuse me, I didn't understand it.
Yeah. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes, I will.
All righty. And now, when were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Stage one was March 1st, 2023.
And now when you sprayed the Roundup, were you spraying it at home or was it for work?
Yeah, it was at home.
Was it at home? What was the property address you sprayed it?
What property address did I spray it?
Right.
It was I if I'm not mistaken, it was 38 Reed Road.
And what city is that in?
Correct. Starkville.
Mississippi?
Yes.
And do you know of any other colleagues, family, friends who also sprayed Roundup?
No, I don't.
Nope. Okay. And then you said you sprayed it from 2010 to 2023, so about 13 years?
Correct.
Would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that time?
Correct.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Correct.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis C, hepatitis B, lupus, Epstein-Barr, diabetes, or arthritis?
No, not at all.
Nope. Did you ever have an organ transplant? Were you ever diagnosed with an autoimmune disease?
No, I wasn't.
Nope. And did you ever have any other chemo that required, or any other cancer that required chemo other than the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No, not at all.
Okay. And is there any family history of cancer?
No, not at all.
Nope. And then you spell your first name Larry?
Correct.
How about your last name? How do you spell your last name?
Nance.
Nance?
Correct.
Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Thank you. And are you married?
Oh, no, I'm not married.
Could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
12/4/1980.
1980. And now for the last four of your social.
Four, five, eight, two.
And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
Social media.
Social media. And when was that? Sometime this year?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 6'1". I weigh 185.
And now what's the best email address for you?
34 McGill's Road.
Is that your current property address?
Yes.
Gotcha. What is the best email address for you?
I gotta make me another one.
Gotcha. You don't have an email at the moment?
No, not at the moment. I had to make me one.
Okay, let's see here. Would you be able to make one right now?
Not at the moment because I'm at work as we take this call.
Gotcha.
I'm actually in the bathroom.
Gotcha. Okay. No worries. Give me one second. And how many times did you use Roundup a month?
I'm going to say three times out of the month.
Did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
No, I didn't. But
you sprayed it in 2010, correct? And you were spraying it up until 23. So you used it for 13 years prior to you being diagnosed?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, so you did use it for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then you stopped spraying Roundup in 2023?
Correct.
Did you use any protective gear?
Actually, I didn't know that I needed to.
Gotcha. Okay, no worries. And then you only sprayed it in Mississippi?
Correct.
How many times would you say you were exposed to Roundup in your lifetime, if you had to estimate a number?
How many times was I exposed to it?
Right.
Okay. I mean, I'm gonna say I can't just give you a number. I can't, because it was a lot of times.
Gotcha. You said you used it three times a month?
Correct.
Three times a month, 36, and then you used it for about 10 years or so?
Correct.
Gotcha. So about 468 times, give or take. Would you say that's accurate?
Okay. That sounds about right.
Gotcha. And now your property, is it near a water well or was it city water?
City water.
City water. Were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
Nah, I wasn't.
And then did you use concentrate or premix?
Premix.
And where would you buy the Roundup?
Lowe's.
Lowe's. Do you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
No, I don't.
Gotcha. Have you ever smoked?
No, I haven't.
You're currently employed, right?
Correct.
Who's your current employer?
I'm at Southwire right now.
One more time.
Southwire.
Southwire?
Correct.
Gotcha. And then can I get the address?
Hold on a second.